an open wound to our
Congress,
House,
President,
Government.
We're taking a
shot in the
dark complexions are the only
terrorists aren't home.
Grown men with assault rifles and
hands covered in blood.
You have blood on your hands,
but you just put them together in prayer
for the victims and the families.
If God was really in control, why were 27 innocent lives taken in Texas
in a church?
Why do you continue to let your constituents die to preserve an amendment written the same day black people were designated as 3/5 of a person?
It's getting old, America.
Congress people.
Senate.
House of Representatives.
Donald Trump. Have you been counting?
Since January 1st, 2018, there have been 10,760 gun-related incidents that resulted in injury or death.
Only 2.7% of those incidents were defensive.
Your guns are not helping us. Your apathy will not save us.
And neither will your generalization.
Yes, this nation is suffering a crisis in mental health.
But we are not the ones to be locked in a safe.
Annually, only 1% of homicides are committed by those with serious mental illnesses.
When you blame gun violence on mental health,
you stigmatize,
villainize,
you destroy our community.
We are not inherently dangerous.
We are not inherently lethal,
but guns are.
February 14th, 2018.
17 lives were shortened into eulogies.
An archived news article.
A loved one's tears.
Someone, something easy enough to forget about. Until the next one.
45 rounds per minute. 45 dead in 1 minute.
From one gun.
That was fired so many times from unfit hands.
Shaking.
They say he didn't know how heavy an AR-15 could be.
But you do. And you still placed it in his hands.
So we're putting this in yours.
Who's the guilty one now?
The bullet's been in your court for over 100 years.
And you protect yourself with shields of broken people and broken promises.
The least you can do is promise us that we'll make it home safe.
17 people.
Didn't make it home safe. I am 17. Will I make it home safe?
Doesn't take the barrel of a gun.
It takes change.
2,040 pounds of dead youth. You put the weight of safety on the shoulders of teenagers,
children,
civilians,
teachers.
Going to school
is terrifying.
Going to church is terrifying.
Going almost anywhere is terrifying.
Even participating in this walkout is terrifying.
My bulletproof backpack.
My bulletproof Sunday vest.
Where is the bulletproof legislation we've been asking for?
For three years, I have been standing here.
County.
Saying these names.
But maybe we've been going at it all wrong.
Maybe if we turn the barrel around,
we will finally have your attention.
John McCain.
Received $7,740,521 from the NRA, but wait.
Sydney and I are praying for the victims of the terrible Las Vegas shooting and their families.
Richard Burr
received $6,986,620 from the NRA, but hold on.
My heart is with the people of the Las Vegas and their first responders today. This morning's tragic violence has absolutely no place here in America.
You're not saying your prayers are completely useless.
But alone,
they aren't saving our children.
Maybe if you stopped looking at us as pawns and puppets
and targets, Real change could happen.
Even now, more than ever, we are no longer brothers in arms. We are brothers in peril.
We have been standing here for 3 years.
Counting.
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 Have you been counting?